sort of nothing to say about starting a new Zman together. Tonight's Mishnah Berurah. And tonight's Mishnah Berurah, I've got, if I'm not mistaken, is Siman Kuf Nun He. And the Mechaber begins, Achar Sheyatzah Mebeis HaKnesses, Yelech LeBeis HaMedrash, V'yich Be'ez Lomo. So this is in Orachayim. What we spoke about was being mechazik each other about Eis Lomod. So sure enough, tonight's halacha is Yikba Eis Lomod. B'tzarech she'oso Eis Yekavua. And that time should be a time that is designated. Shelo yavirenu afim husavar laharviach harbe. And Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan He says that this is a reflection of Amuna. If a person knows that he's going to have... be able to make a lot of money at a particular time, but that's his normal time that he designates for learning. And he doesn't go to business, but he goes and involves himself in Torah. That's one of the greatest expressions of Emunah. So let's talk tonight. We'll try to talk also, you know, a few minutes of Chizuk about being Koveh Eis Lomot, as well as go through. The best Chizuk is going through. There's some amazing things in this Be'er Halacha and Mishnah Berurah. Sometimes in Mishnah Berurah we have Chidushim La'alacha, and sometimes, as the years have gone on, I've realized the most important thing is not the Chidushim that I say to the Talmidim, but the most important thing is the way the Mesilas Yesharim speaks and the way the Chafetz Chaim speaks, and that is to emphasize the things that are obvious, but those things that are obvious are the things that need the most Chizuk. That's what the Ramchal writes, and the Chafetz Chaim, if one is familiar with the Chafetz Chaim's writings, the Chafetz Chaim's whole approach is with simplicity and beauty to try to emphasize the things that we take for granted, but we don't necessarily internalize. You know, we say a bracha every day, Baruch Atah, all of our brachas that we say begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. It applies to the bracha of Talmud Torah, and applies to all Birchas Hanenin. The whole bracha itself is really strange. Rabbeinu Bechai in Sefer Dvarim, I believe in Parshas Ekev, discusses this, that at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does inina habracha. We're blessing God. God, we need to bless us, but He doesn't need a blessing. So the standard pshat is that a Baruch Atah is to recognize that there is blessing in everything in the world. That to recognize Shakol Nia B'dvaro is the blessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a form of hodah, but it really, even though that's the standard pshat, writes Rabbeinu Bechai, al derech Kabbalah, there's another understanding. And in fact, in translating the words Baruch Atah Hashem, those words themselves indicate something more. That there's a directive of, not that we're describing God's bounty and blessing in the world and thanking Him for it, but we're talking. We're almost giving it tzivui, if you will, Baruch Atah Hashem. So Rabbeinu Bechai says, Al Derech Kabbalah, and this is an introduction to tonight's halachas. Rabbeinu Bechai says that, yes, blessing exists in our hands, and Chas V'Chalila Klala is in our hands, as in the beginning of last week's parasha, Re'eh Anochi Nasein Lefnecha Mayom Bracha U'Klala, and it's entirely dependent on us. What does that mean? He says, in the Omei Olamos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any Hosafa. There's no, what man does, and God's status is not at all dependent on us. But, every part of our lives, we could do what we can to add Bracha, or Chas V'Chalila, if we have add negative energy, to use a modern term, we add Klala around us. When a person takes water, And he says, Baruch Atah, he's bringing the Shefa of Kudsh HaBrichu and expressing it in this world. And that is Mosif Bracha. The Nefesh HaChaim writes that we give power to Kudsh HaBrichu and we take away Chas V'Chalila the power of Kudsh HaBrichu in this world based on our actions. The Pasuk says, Tzur Yilad Chateshi, that we could weaken Chas V'Chalila Kudsh HaBrichu. So bracha, Baruch Atah, means that we are being mosiv bracha in the world. Now, what that has to do with Nenin and Talmud Torah and so on, that we don't have time to elaborate on right now. But the essence of our lives is to be mosiv bracha around us. Most of bracha around us. With that in mind, with that Rabbeinu Bechaya, let's look back at the Be'er Halacha's words on this halacha. And we'll come back to a few points in regards to our night seder. The Be'er Halacha writes, V'yikba, v'hinei etzem alimud, af kishu lomeg b'yechidi, hu gam ke mekai mitzvah saseh shel Talmud Torah. Even though a person who learns alone is also mekai Talmud Torah, this is amazing, Rav Dani. It's a Mikol makom lechatchila mitzvah lahadir kol ma sheyachol lomod b'chabura. Now I have to say, I'm probably not the only one here, that I've had a Yetzirah say, you know, chabura is hard, it's hard for all of us. The Talmidim are good. At the end of the day, you know, we should call it raps, and everybody will go back and they'll learn at home, and maybe we'll even learn more this way. You know, we end up schmoozing every once in a while, although you guys are very good, but it says the Be'er Halacha that there is an, even though there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, yachol lomod bechabura, that is a mitzvah lechatchila, shal yidei ze yesh kvoid shamayim yoser. V'chein amru chazal b'cham mekomos barov am adres melech. So it's a marbe, point number one is what we said from Rabbeinu Bechai, that Rabosai, you know, Rav David Weinberg, I was in Haskell summer, said to me very nicely, he tells the boys, there are two approaches of people who daven mincha. One person davens mincha because he has to daven mincha. In other words, how could you not daven mincha? You have to. And there's one person who davens because he wants to daven mincha. I never heard it in such succinct terms. That's a beautiful, yesod. So some people, okay, I've got to learn. So tonight I got to learn. And then there's other people who understand that their learning is about, that's a ribui kvod shemayim. Now let me just elaborate again. Al derech haChofetz Chaim, to just elaborate to what this ribui kvod shemayim is. The ribui kvod shemayim is a statement to our families, to our neighborhood, to the world, particularly in a world that's constantly dealing with the tension of people who are learning in kolel and people who are working people. Particularly here in Eretz Yisrael, there are people who learn in kolel for a few years and then they have to go out and to support a family, and there is a tremendous tension between the working world and the Torah world in many ways. And this ribui kvod shemayim, but what we're doing together is a statement, and we're going to elaborate. Some of you have to leave at 10:30, and that's totally fine. We're going to go on and see that Talmud Torah is the ribui kvod shemayim is not about simply those who are able to learn all day. We're going to see the Rambam's description of a quote-unquote balabas. We're going to see that the chiyuv for someone to learn Torah is for the average balabas is supposed to learn three, four hours a day. And that was understood, that is a ribui kvod shemayim. When there's a statement that all of us are getting together, those of us who are working during the day, who have many different responsibilities during the day, and we come and we learn together bechabura, that's a ribui kvod shemayim, and that's what Rabbeinu Bechai is describing, that's this bechina of bracha, being mosif bracha around us. Finally, of course, in very practical terms, what we show our children about how important Torah is to us, that's an extremely, extremely important thing. And to the world, I think it's something that's very important. But that's not the only part. Continues the Be'er Halacha, Ukvar amru chazal sheyesh nafkemina b'mi shalomed b'yachidi. Da'av shakolesh baruch hu koveh lo schar al zeh, mikol makom lo michtavan mile b'sefer hazichronos. Wow. A person who learns alone doesn't have a higher madrega of those whose words are learned, are recorded b'sefer hazichronos. Ma she'en ken k'shalomed shalom b'yachidi nemar aleim ha'kosu b'kot. Now, this is an amazing agada from Brachos Davav, that a person's learning is lasting. Someone who learns bichabura, then that person's learning is going to be lasting, in contrast to others. So the simple pshat might be the Gemara in Taina says that those Talmidei Chacham who learn alone, so then there is a cherev menachas al tzavara, and there's something that's so important of us having checks and balances for our Talmud Torah. But it could be that there's something that's more than that. There's something that's even more than that. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us Siyata Deshmaya. When we make a commitment, when we desire that we should create a Chaburas HaTorah, that we want to create Kvod Shemayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us added Siyata Deshmaya. There is the Shem Olam, the Dirshu quotes this in number 19, quotes a Medrash in Shir HaShnirim, that Shnaim Shalomdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'amidim HaTos Ba'alacha, V'Kosev Esterei Torah Alibam Maskul Lahem Im Shichcho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a special Siyata Deshmaya. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagreed with the Yaivitz, that in the Mincha Shlomo, the Yaivitz says, and by the way, this goes through people's minds, when I was in America, this is mamish connected to those of us who made Aliyah, when I was in America, so there, you know, without a Beis Medrash, then everything is a Midbar. So then I could go to shul. But here, then I need to go to shul to join to a Chabura. But over here, the streets are, Baruch Hashem, full of Torah, which is true, although there are challenges here as well. So here, the Yaivitz suggests that maybe there's a schus of Avir Deretz Yisrael Machkim, and the Gemara that says, Talmidei Chacham Shalom Dim Levad, doesn't apply. So Rav Shlomo Zalman rejected that. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the Gemara tells us that Achitofel gave Musar to David HaMelech because he was Lomei Torah B'Yichidus, and that clearly was, David did not leave Eretz Yisrael. So that clearly was in Eretz Yisrael itself. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim doesn't take the place of the Chashivus of Limud B'Chabura. Ad Kidei Kach, there is even a ton of Devei Elio. The Keitz HaGula Lo Yavo El B'Schus Lima Torah B'Chabura. So there's a tremendous, tremendous schus to be connected to Chabura. Added with that, I'm not sure which the Sefer is, but there's a Sefer, Sha'as Uchuvas Shleimas Chaim, that quotes that even if a person, Rav Dani and I discuss this every once in a while, we're at home, and we're needed at home, just to, the kids have gone to sleep, but our wife needs to go out, and you can't make it to the Beis Medrash at night. So you could go with your Chavrusa and learn at home. In other words, our Chabura doesn't have to have borders. It doesn't have to be connected to particularly to Masas Mordechai. So Shavuos Teshuvah Shlomo Chaim says that even if you're learning alone, as long as ultimately you come back to check your words b'toch Chabura, so then in such a case as well, that wouldn't be considered learning b'yichidus. So the Chashivus of Talmud Torah b'Rabim is so important, and it's so important for us to be connected to it. If anybody has to go now, that's totally fine. We'll continue on going on the Mishnah Berurah as much as we can. So the Mishnah Berurah here says in Os Aleph, Yelch Beis Medrash, Te'isa B'Gemara, Yotzi Beis HaKnesses, V'Nichnas L'Beis Medrash, V'Osu B'Torah, Zochu M'Kavu Pnei HaShchina. So it's a Kabbalah's Pnei HaShchina when a person is involved in Talmud Torah. If you'll notice, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a very interesting Yerushalmi. In my edition, it's the first wide line in Sifkat and Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'amru Chachameinu Zal Yerushalmi, about four or five lines in, Rabbi Chalkia B'Shem Rabbi Simon Ha'osa Torah Itim, if someone makes Torah Itim. So notice how he explains Torah Itim. Ratzalomar She'ena Lomeid Ela B'Itos Miuchados Af She'esh Lo Panoi Lomod Yoser, that he only learns at particular times. Hareza made for bris. So then he's made for bris. Chas v'chalil v'yavzem and akotza isasus Hashem mefiru torasecha. So I thought that there might be another way of describing osa tarasa itim, and that gets us to another application to our chabura. And that is, osa tarasa itim means that he learns at different times. He doesn't have a set time. Osa tarasa itim. Sometimes he learns at this time, sometimes he learns at that time. So Rabosai, if that explanation is correct, I think that there is also a way of understanding the Yerushalmi. I think there's a very, very powerful point that we need to be mechazik ourselves as well in. And that is that Torah is not something that we stick into our schedule when we have time. And that was exactly what the Mechaber was telling us in these opening words. Afamu savar l'arviach harbe. A person has set times when he learns. These are his times that he learns. And ha'osa tarasa itim is being made for bris. He's being made for bris because our bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Talmud Torah is one of the most essential parts of our connection with him. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Gimel Lomod says Chayim Adam Lomod b'chol yom Torah shebichsav shutnah uMishna uGemara uPoskim uBalei Batim sheEinam Lomdim Rak Shalosh o Arba Shalosh b'Yom Lo Yilmadu b'Gemara Lachud v'Bezeh Ani Yotzei Etzach Shilma Dafke Gam Sifrei Poskim. So there's a Gemara in Kedushin that says LaOlam Adam Yishalish Etzmano Limud. And divide it in three things: Mishnah, Gemara, and Talmud. So the approach of Rabbeinu Tam is that really it's a question that why is it that we spend most of our time learning Gemara? And Rabbeinu Tam's suggestion is that because the Talmud Bavli also has Psukim and other things, it's also included in the Gemara. Now, what's interesting is that the Ramah in Yoredeya adds something very poignant. The Ramah says, and it's a little bit of a question where the Ramah get it from until you look at the Rambam. I'm not saying that's the only way to understand the Ramah, but I'd like to share with you the Rambam's position. First, the Ramah. The Ramah in Yoredei and Simon Reish Men Vav says, aside from the chiyuv of Mikra Mishnah and Gemara, there's also a chiyuv to learn the Poskim. So I always thought that the pshat in the Ramah was that the Ramah was saying that today Gemara is no longer Gemara. You also have to know Halacha L'maisa. So it's very interesting, the Rambam Shita of La'olam Adam Yishalish Es Limuda. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, he gives us the very, very powerful Musar, and that is, he starts off, Ketzal Yibal Umnis, Va'osek B'melachto Shalosh Os Bayom, U'v'Torah Teisha. So you see already, Niskatnu Adoros, after the Rambam, the Rambam's time, the Baal Abbas was learning 9 hours a day. That's what the Rambam says, to work for 3 hours, and to learn for 9 hours. Notice in what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says a Baal Abbas who could only learn 3 or 4 hours a day. By the way, if you learn night say, there are good 2 solid hours. And in the morning, if you're able to do Daf Yomi, so then Be'ezrat Hashem, you could be Mekayim Shalosh Arba Shos. And I give you a segula that for a few years you Mekayim Shalosh Arba Shos, Be'ezrat Hashem come a time, and we Mekayim Teisha Shos, Be'ezrat Hashem come a time for that. So that's what the Ram says. That Baal Abbas, you work backwards. So go with the later poskim, and then eventually you reach the darga of the Rambam of a Bali Umnis. So the Rambam goes on and he says that the Bali Umnis has to divide his time, his 9 hours. And here the Rambam describes to divide into three. The Rambam says into Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, U'bisholosh acheros mizbonim b'dayte lohavin dover midavar. The Rambam says that the third thing, the third category, the Rambam learns Gemara, not what we call Gemara today. The Rambam understands that the first thing is Torah Shebichsav, the second category is Torah Shebalpeh, Mishnah is Torah Shebalpeh, and the third category of Gemara, the Rambam says, is Lahavin Davar Mitoch Davar. And the Rambam understands that that's the ultimate. The Rambam goes on to say that when the Gemara said to divide your time, the Mishnah, B'Torah, B'Mishnah, B'Gemara, B'Mikra, B'Mishnah, Gemara, the Rambam says that's in the beginning of your years, because the Rambam is very concerned, but we're concerned about with Shana Bet boys, is skipping steps. They don't know Chumash, and they're already learning Gemara. So that, the Rambam says, after a certain point, you should know Chumash, you should know Mishnayis. Then the Rambam says that you devote your entire time in being Medam Medavar Ledavar. Nachzor Ledivrei HaRamah, I think what the Rambam is saying is, the Rambam is explaining that the Rambam's definition of Gemara. It's not that the Ramah is saying, "Oh, today Gemara is not is a different thing." The third definition of Gemara is Lahavin Davar Mitoch Davar Ulasuke Shmeitza Aliva Deilchasa. So Gemara is not just Gemara by itself, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the second category is Torah Shebalpeh Gemara, which is what was also referred to as Girsa, as reading it over and over again. That's not the third category. The third category is being Masik Shmeitza Aliba Deilchasa. Tov, what else is important over here? We mentioned that the Chiyuv to learn that all times that a person has available, We mentioned Sifkat and Hey. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet points out that we're going to be asked, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, we're going to be asked whether we were Koveya Itim L'Torah. And we learned in Sifkat and Hey, we made reference to that the ultimate expression of a moon is a person putting aside his business and going to the Beis HaMedrash. Yelech LeBeis HaMedrash. The Mishnah Berurah adds very powerfully that this is the place where we're supposed to hang out. Sifkat and Gav, Yelech Beis HaMedrash, Shalomdim Sham, Vafil Meina Meivin Mashalomdim. Mikol Makol HaKava LeBeis HaMedrash Mitzvahi. Simply being in the Beis HaMedrash is a mitzvah. That in itself is a mitzvah. Koshkeim Yuchal LeHavin Mashalomdim Ba'alacha Ba'agada, Yikbatz LeShmo V'yalo Makom B'mkom Libud. So that's an amazing line. And that is, at the end of the day, even if a person does not understand what they learned, they're making a statement. Again, it's a statement of who they want to be surrounded by. So if a person comes and he doesn't understand the word, but at the end of the day, he's making a statement that he wants to be surrounded by Chacham. Finally, we have the Ramah. The Ramah is actually a hard girsa over here. It says Ramah, Va'af Mishen Yodea Lomod, Yelech LeBeis HaMedrash Shechar Halicha B'Yado. He should go to Beis HaMedrash Shechar, and he gets Shechar Halicha. Once again, the Chashivus of going to learn. Chashivus of going to learn, even to get Shechar Halicha. Now here, the Mishnah Berurah changes the girsa in the Ramah. That the girsa should not be O Yikba Lo Makom, rather V'Yikba Lo Makom V'Yilmod Ma'at Mash Yodea, V'yachshov b'inyana v'yikanes b'libo yirashamayim. And here's something very powerful, and that is that if a person is determined, even if his level of learning is low, is yilmod ma'at mimashi yodeya, so ultimately that will bring to yirashamayim. How will that bring to yirashamayim? He's learning elul magalchin. How is that going to bring to yirashamayim? So it's very straightforward, and that is that the process itself, yikbad lo makom, the process itself, there are other ways that Eil Gacham brings to Yerushalayim, but according to the Ramah over here, the process itself and where he says, what is important to me, where is my makom, baruch ha-makom baruch hu, where is my makom, what is the place in the world that's most important for him, that's what brings to Yerushalayim. Ultimately, when he's in places that are not consistent with Baruch HaMakom, then he feels out of place. But if he just learns at home, if he learns Bizman She'itim, when the time is good for him, so then that's not his Makom. That's what the Ramah is saying. V'yikbalo Makom, that it becomes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself becomes his Makom. Okay, well, there's a lot more to say on this, but we'll stop over here.